Hi, everybody. This is Frank Dunn reading for you from the Revere Journal on the July 8th edition, the Wednesday, July 8th edition, on behalf of the Talking Information Center. Happy 4th of July. It's in the past. City receives over $1 million in grants. International Sand Sculpting Festival returns for 22nd year with Boston Welcomes the World theme, and the city seeks McMacken Field memories for commemorative video. And also Tom Ambrosino announces his retirement as administrator of the state court. So let's go in order. The city got over $1 million in grants over the past month. City of Revere has received over $1 million in grants from state and local agencies. The Department of Conservation and Recreation awarded $182,000 for initial planning for the narrow gauge trail, which runs parallel to Revere Beach. The end vision of the project is a shared use trail for walking, biking, and running, according to the Department of Planning and Community Development. That grant was awarded through the Mass Trails Grant Program for support of the creation, expansion, and maintenance of public trails throughout Massachusetts. Each Massachusetts community is home to at least one public trail that gets residents outside and brings the visitors that help support small businesses, said Governor Maura Healey. These grants will help improve and expand access to trails across our state so that more people can enjoy the outdoors, stay active, and explore new places. We're proud to invest in projects that strengthen local communities and support our economy. The MassDOT awarded $493,000 for streetscape improvements across Harron Street, including crosswalks, planters, and sidewalk extensions. The Boston Region MPO awarded $500,000 for the planning and design of the Revere Beach Connector, a path that will establish an accessible walking and biking connection from the western and eastern corners of the city. This matched a $400,000 grant received through the Reconnecting Communities Federal Grant Program. And other community development news, the mini pitch at Frederick's Park is nearing completion, awarded to the city by the U.S. Soccer Foundation. A mini pitch is a hard court surface suited for soccer games. The project is expected to be complete by the second week of July, allowing community members to play pickup games amidst the World Cup finals. National Sand Sculpting Festival's return for their 22nd year here at the Revere Beach. International Sand Sculpting Festival is back, now entering its 22nd year. This highly anticipated summer event will take over the shores of America's first public beach from July 17th to July 19th. This year's festival theme is Boston Welcomes the World, bringing together artistry, culture, and a community for a weekend filled with art from master sand sculptors and family fun. The main attraction will feature an extraordinary display of skill as 10 master sand sculptors from across the world compete for prize money. These exceptionally talented artists will transform the sand into awe-inspiring creations, drawing hundreds of thousands of Revere Beach over the course of the 3 days. Historically, drawing crowds that exceed 500,000 people, the festival offers much more than just world-class art. Behind the sand sculptures, the event features over 50 food vendors, food trucks, and establishers and exhibitors, interactive activities, amusement rides, fireworks, and a vibrant atmosphere. The spectacular fireworks display is scheduled to light up the sky over the water on Saturday night at 9 p.m. The event is organized by the Revere Beach Partnership, a 501 Little C in the Hole, Little Three in the Hole nonprofit organization that was established in 2001, made up of a volunteer board that shares a love for Revere and Revere Beach. The partnership mission is to preserve and enhance America's first public beach for the enjoyment of all. We can't wait to see everyone at the beach this summer for the 22nd year of the International Sand Sculpting Festival. That's a quote organizer shared in a statement. We invite you to join us July 17th to 19th on Revere Beach for an experience you'll never forget. Because of the massive crowds expected, automobile traffic in the surrounding area will be heavily congested and parking will be extremely limited. Attendees are highly encouraged to use public transportation. The MBTA's Blue Line offers two convenient stops, Wonderland and Revere Beach stations, making it by far the best choice for festival goers traveling to the beach. Here are the event details at a glance. The dates Friday, July 17th through Sunday, July 19th. Hours are Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, you go to www.reverebeachpartnership.com. That's Revere Beach Partnership, one word, .com. City seeks McMacken Field memories for a video. The City of Revere is working on a special video project to commemorate the history of McMacken Field and celebrate the upcoming grand opening of the newly revitalized facility. Mayor Patrick M. Keefe Jr. and city officials are calling on all former players, coaches, and fans to help bring the field's legacy to life. Community members who have preserved places of the field's past, pieces of the field's past, are encouraged to contribute to the celebration. The city is initially looking for the following items for chance to be featured in the project: photos, videos, written or recorded memories, anyone wishing to share their McMacken Field experiences can submit their materials via email to revere_mayor@revere.org. Add from a few attorneys. Jerry D'Ambrosio, attorney at law. Is your estate in order? Do you have an updated will, healthcare proxy, or power of attorney? If not, please call for free consultation. 14 Proctor Avenue in Revere. That's Jerry D'Ambrosio. 781-284-5657. And then here's the law office of Randy M. Schumann, PC. Personal injury, no fee unless successful. Auto accidents, motorcycle injuries, slip and fall, construction accidents, burn injuries, other accidents, dog bites, wrongful death, head injuries, medical malpractice, workers' compensation. You don't have to travel to Boston to get the best representation. Randy M. Schumann, PC. Aggressive representation, 385. Did I read that aggressively? Broadway in Revere, Suite 303. Free consultation is number 781-284-0200. Randy Schumann, 781-284-0200. Tom Ambrosino, I think that's how you spell it, announces retirement as administrator of the state courts. Tom Ambrosino, one of the most influential municipal leaders in the history of two communities, Revere and Chelsea, has announced that he will be retiring as a court administrator of the Massachusetts Trial Court. Ambrosino said he notified court personnel that he will be retiring in the fall. I haven't yet submitted my paperwork to the state, but I'm sitting at my desk, ready to be hand-delivered, the papers, that is. I'll probably retire sometime in September from his office at the John Adams Courthouse in Boston. Ambrosino had a major responsibility in the Massachusetts judicial system. He oversaw 94 courts and 6,500 court employees. It definitely was an interesting job, but it's time to go, said Ambrosio. I've been there 3.5 years and I'm maxed out on my retirement. It's time to go. Prior to this job in the courts, Ambrosino served as city manager of Chelsea for seven and a half years. He was previously the mayor of Revere for 12 years, following 4 years as a counselor at large and 6 years as school committee member. I have great memories of my years in Revere and Chelsea, said Ambrosino. We accomplished a lot of good things. Ambrosino, who will turn 65 years old in November, still holds a special connection to Revere. His daughter, Alexandra Ambrosino Nadler, is a teacher at the Hill Elementary School. Ambrosino is a 1979 graduate of Revere High School, where he was an outstanding student and a member of the National Honor Society. One of his favorite educators was Carol Tye, who has often praised Ambrosino for his academic excellence and studiousness. She was my 10th grade English teacher, Ambrosino, noted of Tye, who would later become the superintendent of schools and serve on the school committee. Ambrosino went on to attend Boston University, graduating in 1983. He continued his education at Harvard Law School, earning his Juris Doctor degree in 1986. Ambrosino said of his distinguished career, "I will miss public service, but it's been 37 years. It's been a long time. I feel proud of my career. I did my best, that's for sure." Ambrosino said he and his longtime partner, Laura Giardella, intend to do a lot of traveling in his retirement years, but Ambrosino added that he hopes to eventually work in another field. "I hope it's not the end," said Ambrosino. "I would really like to do something else, but I'm not sure what. I don't want to really stop working. It's time to retire from state government." Revere Mayor Patrick Keefe, City Council President Antonio Zambuto, and Representatives Jessica Giannino and Jeff Turco led a tremendous tribute from city and state officials to Ambrosino's career. Next up, the recitation of the Declaration of Independence. I'm not going to read it for you. Revere City historian Jeff Perlman presented a recitation of the Declaration of Independence on June 30th at Revere City Hall in celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary. On behalf of the Revere Society for Cultural and Historical Preservation, RSCHP, Perlman explained the significance in introducing the ideals of natural rights and self-governance. Jefferson is saying, "We, quote, we are going to declare our independence. We want the rest of the world to see what abuses and usurpations we have had to deal with over the past decade or so," asserted Perlman. He is trying to make it clear to the world that what we are doing is not only right, but necessary. According to Jefferson and other Enlightenment philosophers, the pursuit of happiness meant the freedom to seek a meaningful life, self-directed and flourishing, with the government protecting that freedom. Perlman, a longtime American history and political science educator, taught in Revere public schools for 36 years, having retired in 2005, and presently serves as an adjunct professor at Salem State University. During the gathering held in the City Council chambers, Representatives Jessica Giannino and Jeff Turco presented a replica of the Declaration of Independence to RSCHP President Bob Upton. The document was printed in the same format and is comprised of 2.5 centuries old, as it was 2.5 centuries old, on handmade paper on an 18th century printing press by master printer Gary Gregory from the Museum of Printing in Haverhill, or Haverhill. Mayor Thomas Keefe, who distributed American flags to attendees, acknowledged the importance of recognizing the country's founding history. "Today is significant because we are reflecting on what happened almost exactly 250 years ago. The words were read aloud in public gatherings, just like the ones in 1776, said Keefe. "These lines were revolutionary and dangerous acts of courage. We're listening to a promise that all men are created equal and have the birthright of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Here's an ad for Neighborhood Health. The World Cup brings communities together. Neighbor Health does too. We're here for the for you with high quality care for you and your family. Become a patient today. Neighbor Health. Neighbor Health, not Neighborhood Health. Neighbor Health, they're here for you. Revere Knights of Columbus hosted an annual scholarship and dinner meeting. Last Thursday evening, the Revere chapter of the Knights of Columbus hosted three Revere students that were nominated for a cash scholarship for the three Catholic parishes in Revere. George Sacco represented St. Anthony's of Padua. Daniel Moran Tejada represented the Immaculate Conception Parish, and Michael Diorio represented the Blessed Mother of the Morning Star Parish. The Revere Knights of Columbus is known for its many charitable endeavors, and its generosity to the community. The leadership program is just one example of the Knights making Revere a better place by investing in the future. Revere and Everett Target shoppers are helping fund Boston charities. Shoppers at the Revere and Everett Target stores can help several Boston nonprofits as the department store chain recently kicked off its annual charitable drive that directs a portion of sales to community organizations. Starting on July 1st, which already happened, Target guests from across Massachusetts, including at the Revere and Everett locations, can vote to have funding directed to a variety of organizations, including several Boston ones. According to charities benefiting from the Target Circle Community Giving Program, which kicked off on July 1st, are Boston Scores in East Boston and Break Time United Inc. and Revolutionary Spaces, both in Boston. Boston Scores is a nonprofit designed to aspire youth to lead healthy lives, be engaged students, and have the confidence and character to be a difference in the world. Break Time United is a Boston-based nonprofit dedicated to ending young adult homelessness throughout purposeful employment and empowerment. Revolutionary Spaces is a nonprofit that utilizes the historic Old South Meeting House on Old Staithe Road in Boston as to host discussions about democracy and the American experience. Each time a Massachusetts customer shops, they earn a vote to help direct a Target's corporate giving to nonprofits operating right here in our backyard. Local organizations like the Literacy Center in Attleboro have received more than $1,500 from these community-driven votes. Target Circle gave the Literacy Center the chance to reach a much wider audience than we ever would have, said Ashley Walsh, Director of Development for the Literacy Center, a nonprofit that supports adult education. Thanks to Target Circle members' generosity, we were able to serve over 700 English language learners and their families this year as they work towards self-sufficiency, all at no cost to them. The Literacy Center relies entirely on grants and public individual donations to keep their doors open, and partners like Target Circle help us to expand and reach and make our work easier and possible. Target's charity drive is in conjunction with the upcoming back to school season, which features Target's most design forward brand partnerships ever. Local shoppers can find exclusive limited time collaborations hitting Massachusetts store shelves and Target.com over the next few weeks, including Poppy X Target's Adorn Collection, Hollister Collection, Love Shack, fancy for Target, tween and teen apparel, beauty and school supplies under 25. Overtime, exclusive sports, lifestyle backpacks, and lunch accessories starting at $24.99. And Owala X Jack, Cat and Jack, playful backpacks, water bottles, and bag charms priced between $3 and $25. Target's A Circle Community Giving Program awards $7 million annually to selected nonprofits across the United States. The program has awarded more than $42 million to nearly 8,000 charities selected by Target Circle customers. The summer series at Suffolk Downs, Thursday nights at the Yard, 6 p.m., 10 Suffolk Downs Boulevard in Revere, 716, a shucking good time, 7:30, that's July 30th, Backyard Olympics with a Twisted Fate. And here we got Friday nights at the Amp at 6 p.m., 125 Salt Street in Revere, 7:10, July 10th, Locust, and July 24th, Tiffany Rice Spirit Medium. And those are on Friday nights at 6 p.m. at 125 Salt Street. We have Beach Day on Revere Beach, Saturday, August 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Revere Beach, Oak Island Bathhouse, entry number 36. Whatever that means, 462 Revere Beach Boulevard, accessible water and sand wheelchairs available for all to use for a day of fun. Revere High School remembers the loss of beloved teacher Bill O'Brien. Some teachers teach a subject, others life lessons. William Bill O'Brien did both. For nearly 30 years, students walking into Revere High School's room 115 knew they were entering something more than a history classroom. Hundreds of photos of former students filled the walls, each a relationship William Bill O'Brien had cultivated in a career spent teaching, guiding, and connecting with young people. The classroom is now a shrine to the beloved teacher who taught there, O'Brien, a history teacher at Revere High School for many years, whose influence went far beyond the curriculum, died unexpectedly on June 24th. He was 53 years old. His death was prompted an extraordinary wave of grief and remembrance from current and former students, colleagues, city officials, and generations of alumni who said he helped shape their lives. Teaching was more than a job. It was his vocation. His family wrote in his obituary he believed in encouraging, mentoring, and challenging young people to be the best they could be. To most in Revere, O'Brien was simply OB. Nearly 30 years ago, he arrived at Revere High School and quickly became one of its most recognizable and respected teachers. His booming laugh, razor-sharp wit, and encyclopedic knowledge of history made him connect with students from all backgrounds. Former students would stop by for a visit after graduation, and colleagues would often pop into the room 115 just to share a story or hear one of his signature jokes. In a letter to the school community, Principal Christopher Bowen and incoming principal Shea St. Laurent described O'Brien as, quote, a larger-than-life character in every sense of the word. Very few people passing would simultaneously evoke such a sadness and such an outrageously funny memories. They wrote, nobody epitomizes the longtime connection Bill had with his community better than the hundreds of photographs that plaster the walls of his classroom. These photographs capture memories from across almost 30 years of impact on Revere students. When news of his death spread social media was flooded with tributes from former students across generations. Everyone's favorite teacher, wrote one alum, "The only teacher I sat in the front for." Some, that's another quote, some recalled O'Brien's infectious laughter throughout the hallways of Revere High School. Others called him the teacher that changed so many lives and one of the truest, most amazing teachers ever. The memories shared were all consistent. It was not so much the texts and the tests and assignments about which they spoke, but about how O'Brien made students feel welcomed, respected, and challenged and understood. They were some qualities made him popular with his colleagues. O'Brien's death is a huge loss for the entire RPS community, from staff to students to families, Assistant Superintendent Richard Gallucci said. There is so much to say about Bill's impact on our district, Gallucci wrote, but I know that everyone who ever had the pleasure of working with Bill always left his presence with a smile and fond memories. Mayor Patrick O'Keefe Jr., who was also serves as chair of the school committee, echoed those sentiments, noting that O'Brien's commitment to shaping young minds and supporting colleagues leaves a legacy that will not be forgotten. Bill made a meaningful difference in the life of so many, and his impact will continue to be felt for years to come. It's a memoriam in the Revere Journal. Please call 781-485-0588. This has been Frank Dunn reading for you for another week from your Revere Journal. On behalf of the Talking Information Center, everybody get out there and have a wonderful, wonderful summer weekend. Make a promise you will, please.